Lecture number 60. Welcome, everyone. August 29, 2007. Tonight's shiur is dedicated for a refuah shleima for our friend Ephraim David ben Esther. Tonight we'll continue with the tefillahs of Yom Haroim, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And in the regular Hebrew Siddur, all Hebrew Siddur, the Arsul Siddur, it's page 321. It's the Shemona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, the Shachas of Shemona Esrei. Gershon Allah. And it says, Tefillah of Uvichein Tein Pachtecha. Hashem Elokeinu Alkol Maasecha. A tefillah we're davening to Hashem, that He should give us pachad, fear of Him. Ve'moscha al kol ma'ashe barasa, and ema, trepidation, al kol ma'ashe barasa, and all that He has created. What, you mind taking another one there? Yeah, page 298 in the art scroll, Machzor. Page 298, Ubechein tein pachtecha, Hashem Elokeinu, I'll come asecha right over here. Okay. Ve'imoscha al kol ma'ashe barasa, ve'yiru'ucha kol ha'masim, ve'yishtachu l'cha kol ha'bruim. Ve'yosu chulam aguda achas, la'asoyis et tzoyncha b'lei v'sholeim, k'mo yishyadanu Hashem Elokeinu, sh'asholton lefanecha is b'yotcha u'gvura b'minecha, shimcha noira al kol ma'ashe barasa. Like we said, we're davening to Hashem to instill awe and fear into His creations. We should come prostrate ourselves before Hashem, bow down to God. Let them all become a single society to do the will of Hashem. The question has to be asked, that the Gemara tells us, Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. Hakol b'dei shemayim, everything is in the hands of Hashem. Chutz miyir shemayim, except for one thing. Fear of Hashem. Fearing God is in our hands. We have that ability to choose whether or not to fear Hashem. It's another way of explaining what's called Bechira Chashis, free choice. We have free choice in this world. Free choice to do good, free choice to do bad. The Gemara Nida tells us that before a person is born, the Malach goes up to Hashem, to Shemayim, and says, this person who will be born, will it be tall? Will it be short? What color eyes will he have? What color hair? How much money? How little money? Everything from A to Z. There's one question the Malach does not ask. The angel does not ask one question. What's that question? Tzadik v'rasha. Will this person be a tzadik? Will this person be a rasha? That question the Malach doesn't ask. What's the reason for that? The reason is because Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. Everything is in the hands of Hashem. Hashem does everything. Hashem says this person will be blue eyes, blonde hair, 6'2", whatever it is, so on and so forth. But this question of tzadik v'rasha, the Malach doesn't ask. We have the free choice, and that's what we are here for in this world. To battle between that Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Tov. To fight against that Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. That's the purpose of life. It's pretty good. You come to class tonight, so now we know what we're here for, right? And you should really just stop here now. So what are we asking over here? V'chein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu. We're davening to Hashem. Please instill in us this fear. We just said that's not one of the questions that is asked by the Malach, by this angel. And the reason for that is because it's in our hands whether or not we attain this or not. Whether or not we attain this fear of Hashem, the Yir Shemayim.
How yes. would you define fear in this sense?
It's a very good question. There are different types of fear. There is fear of punishment, and there are different levels of fear. And there is an awe, a respect, a feeling of being blown away from the awesomeness. So first, we start off on the regular, if you will, the lower level. Fear of punishment. We all know when we drive the car, well, we should all drive safely always, and I'm talking to myself, of course, and follow the laws. But as soon as we see the police officer, especially when the lights are turning, we all check, buckle up, yeah, right, speed, you know, speed limit, okay, what's the speed limit over here in this town, in this street? Make sure you come to a complete stop, wait there for 5 seconds, then the cop gives us a honk, what are you waiting for? Then you get, you know, get scared of getting pulled over, you know. I remember I first got my license, I was, you know, 17, and I'm driving, and all of a sudden the lights are on behind me. I was driving to a friend's house, and I'm thinking, oh no, well, what's going to happen? I'm going to face my parents, you know. That's fear. That's fear, okay. So I figure, okay, lights go on, you start pulling over. I pulled over, the cop went right around me. I guess I was going too slow for him.
Joy.
That's joy. Oh, that was joy. Let me tell you. That was joy.
You didn't ride a motorcycle.
No, that was not a motorcycle.
When I was 16, I had a motorcycle. So almost a daily thing.
That's also fear.
Yeah, you always got stopped. That was a constant.
They pick on the bikers.
I don't know why, but...
Oh. So... Well, we're discussing fear at different levels. Fear of the main aspect is we don't see God. We don't see Hashem. The point was, we don't always see the police officer. But as soon as we do see him, excuse me, the police officer, maybe her, okay? As soon as we see the car, we check ourselves. How are we doing? What are we doing? That's an aspect, an explanation to some degree of what fear is. Fear is, we don't see Hashem. But we have to realize Hashem is seeing us. So when a person feels that he sees Hashem, even though he doesn't physically see Hashem, touch Hashem, that's called fearing God. Now, he could fear Hashem because he's afraid of the punishment that might come. Or he could fear Hashem because of that, once again, that awesomeness, being blown away by the power of God. Not because of the lower level of the punishment. Just like the child who fears his father. Now, there's a child who, when the father says to do something and the child is misbehaving, so the father just gets up from the chair and the child runs and does what he has to do. Because he's afraid of the consequences. And there's another aspect, when the father tells the child to do something, and because of the tremendous respect, I don't want to use the word respect because that's covered, that's honor, but the respect and the awe, the amazement of who this person is, this figure in front of me, of course I'm going to listen. And the main thing is, when a person doesn't see Hashem and he's by himself or whatever, even with his with people, but he realizes that Hashem is watching me, that's an asset of Yir Shemayim. And that's what we're here for. To build our levels of Yir Shemayim. So that's the question that we're asking over here. How do we say Tain? Tain, Pachtecha, is the question of giving us a gift. A gift of what? The gift that we should come to fear you. Now, before we come to answer the question, the Abu Draham, a Talmud of the Tur, Rabbi Yaakov al-Turim, he tells us that this tefillah, V'chein tein pachtecha, really is coming from, as we know throughout our shiurim, our classes here, that the tefillahs come from sukkim. All over Tanakh, all over Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Here, we go to the Ksuvim, and the pasuk in Esther. V'chein ovoy la'melech asher lo yikados. Esther says, how can I come to the king when it's not appropriate? She wasn't called to go to Achashverosh. Ovechein, that same expression, Ovechein, we're coming now. Before we come to daven to Hashem, the starting point is we have to prepare ourselves. Preparation. A person has a meeting, a business meeting with somebody, so he's going to make sure he has his notes. He's going to make sure he's organized. He's clear with what he wants to discuss. We're coming to stand in front of Hashem with the matter of life and death. Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim. The books of life and the books of death. Literally. So one of the first mindsets we have to realize is that we are coming to stand in front of the Melech Malchei Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of all kings. To praise Him, to daven to Him. And we have to realize, who are we? How can we come in front of Hashem? We have to realize that the power, the awesome King isn't standing in front of us. And who are little us? As Esther, when she was approaching to go into Achashverosh, she realized that as well. So that's the Lashon expression over here, Ovechein. So Esther realized that she has to go in front of Achashverosh. Why? Because Mordechai told her she has to go. So too, we are going in front of Hashem on the Day of Judgment because this is the Ratzon of Hashem, the will of Hashem. And this is a very important point, that a person has this ability to talk to God. But he has to realize how powerful God is and how little he is. This is one of the starting points. And when he has that mindset, then you can approach talking to Hashem. The truth is, we have to ask another question. What is, in the Shemoneh Esrei, what is the most important part of the Shemoneh Esrei? You could also incorporate that question to the Musaf of Shemoneh Esrei. When we have the Malchius, the Shofars, the Achronos, the additional Tfilos. And the answer, believe it or not, is none of the additional prayers which we put in to the Shemoneh Esrei. That's not what's the most important point. Because if we don't start off on the right foot, we might lose it all. What does that mean? The first bracha of the Avos. If you have the Machzor, you start the Shemoneh Esrei, and the first bracha, page 296, the way the Shemoneh Esrei starts. The first bracha, that is the most important bracha. That is the most important bracha during the week, on Shabbos, on Yontif, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. So much so that the Poskim discussed that a person would have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if he didn't say it properly. We don't have proper Kavanah to the way we should in the first place, to the degree we should, so we don't repeat it anyway. But just to, it brings out the point of the importance of this bracha. Yes?
Sure, because our whole existence and all our blessings come to us by way of fathers.
That's very true. That's very true.
Over and over and over. You know, it's
the merit of our forefathers. Right. That is very correct. Basically, it's if a father is a very wealthy person, what does he do? He leaves it over to his children. Well, our forefathers are very wealthy people, and they leave it over to their children. And we are their children. So, we, exactly what you said, the schus avos, the merit of the forefathers. If one did actually daven the first bracha, and before he finished the bracha, he realized he didn't have the proper kavanah, it's possible, Chaz Nish says, as I brought down, that he could go back and think it over in his head, in his mind, word for word, and then he could continue. And if still he already had he davened it and he finished it, and he's up to the modim, later on, by the modim, on page 302 in the Machzer, that he should have kavana by that as well, and it also will help him for his Shemoneh Esrei. Obviously, he should try to have kavana through the whole entire Shemoneh Esrei, but those two places are of the most, of two of the most important places.
Why do they keep changing the genders? Umadim?
When we get there, we'll discuss it more, Mr. Shem. Okay? Let's continue over here. So, back to our question. The question was, how do we daven to Hashem that He should give us His Yiras Shemayim, the sphere of heaven, when we said that the Gemara discusses that everything is in Hashem's hands, besides this concept of Yiras Shemayim? And to answer that, Rav Chaim Freelander Zatzal, he gives two answers. And first he says that we have to realize that not just in physical things do we have to daven to Hashem for, in parnasa, sustenance, health, but also in regards to spiritual success, we have to focus our prayers, our tefillahs to Hashem as well. And that's what Hashem wants. And we open the doorway a little, Hashem will open it up much more for us. That's the starting point. And the second answer is that the tefillah itself, the prayer itself, that is the bechira. That is the free choice. The person to open the siddur, the person to open the machzer, and daven to Hashem, that is his ishtadlus, that is his effort, that is his work. That is where he is taking that ability of free choice and using it and saying, Hashem, please give me this gift of Yiras Shemayim. That's the second answer. The first answer was that when a person davens, he has, just like he davens for physical things, he has to daven for spiritual things as well. And the second answer is that this is utilizing his bechir, his free choice, by davening to Hashem for the Yiras Shemayim. And that's what we're saying, v'chein tein pachtecha. We're davening to Hashem. We're here on the day of Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment. We're davening to Hashem, please instill in us this fear of you. Because as we said earlier, in order to come to daven to Hashem, this is at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, in order to realize, we have to realize who we're standing in front of. So we're davening to Hashem, help us, make us realize that we are standing in front of you. Give us this fear, this awe, this trepidation, that you are the Melech Malchei Amlochim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are the King of all kings. And we are just that mortal human being.
Is it give us your fear?
It's instill, basically the point. The point is to instill fear inside of us.
It's pachtecha, it's your
fear. Your fear. Into us. The point is that we should come to fear Hashem. It comes from Hashem. We're damning for this gift to come from Hashem.
I like the word awe better than fear.
Yeah, it's more powerful, right? It's more. Fear sounds like, you know, like
too limited.
Limited, kindergarten, right?
Yes.
But the truth is, the starting point, for I would say 99.9 of us, is the fear of punishment. The Rambam tells us that after we We start with that level, the fear of the punishment, then we elevate ourselves to higher levels. That awe, that power.
All-encompassing.
All-encompassing, exactly. And the truth is, if we think of those people who we might have some year or two, some fear a little. You know, we have to focus, you know, as little children, sometimes you pick up your head, you know, wonder, like, sometimes my kids, they don't get stiff necks, you know, they walk around like this, you know. A little two-year-old, she's, Abba, Abba, you know, like. But
well, it's also a translation issue. Pachad is a much bigger word in Hebrew than fear is in English.
That's true. And then there's Eima as well, that's another discussion. So what is the source? What is the source to this concept that a person can daven for his Yir Shemayim? Where did this come from? So Rav Chaim Freilander continues and explains that, as we always know, that whenever you want to go to the source, go to the Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, you look for the Pasuk, and you find the Gemara that discusses it. And the Pasuk is in Parshas Veschanon, Perek Hei, Pasuk Chavav. When the Pasuk says, Miyitain, v'haya lavavam ze lohem, l'yiro isi v'lishmores kol mitzvayse kol yomim, l'man yitav lohem v'livneim l'oilom. This pasuk comes and says, who can assure that this heart should remain theirs, to fear me, their translation, to fear me and observe all my commandments all the days, so that it should be good for them and for the children forever. That's the pasuk. From this pasuk, the Gemara and the Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, learns out that a person should daven for Yiras Shemayim. What's the context of this pasuk? A few pasukim earlier is Aseres Adibros, the 10 proclamations. Klal Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, tell Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to be that middleman for us. We're too afraid of Hashem. We're petrified. As we know, Hashem said, Anoich Hashem Lekech, I am Hashem your God. And their soul left them, they died. Hashem revived them, brought them back to life. So Klal Yisrael coming in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, they're saying, please be that middleman, that person in between, who can speak to us and speak to Hashem. Because we can't speak. Hashem, to speak straight to us is too much for us. So Hashem says, Mi yitain. This is what I want. You have yira, the awe, the fear. You have this in front of me right now. Mi yitain. Who will give this to you that you'll have this for the rest of your life, for all generations? That's the question over here. And to that, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah explains, that you, Klal Yisrael, should have asked Hashem, you Hashem, please give it to us. Give us this yira, this fear, this awe, that can only come to us from you. But they didn't. And the Gemara has a conversation, discussion, we're showing them Tosfos, Rashi, and they discuss that when someone gives somebody something, there's a common response of feeling of thank you, appreciation. You did something for me, I have to do something back for you. Hakaras Hatayif. You did something good for me, I owe you now. I have to thank you. Here, Klal Yisrael didn't want to get it from Hashem. And then they would feel that they owe Hashem now. It's the Gemara over there. I couldn't make this up. And the Gemara continues and says that you, Klal Yisrael, are children of people who are not grateful for what you get. Who was that first person who was not grateful for what he got?
Adam.
He got a wife, and he was kafay toif. He didn't appreciate it. He said, Hashem said, what happened over here? He says, what happened? What do you mean what happened? Don't ask me, ask her. She's the one who did it. So that's the back and forth, the give and take of the Gemara over there. The source of Yerushimayim, the source of the idea that we can daven for Yerushimayim, comes from over here, this pasuk of Mi Yitain, who will give? Who will give Klal Yisrael this ability to have this fear of me forever and ever? And that's what we are davening for. We are starting the Shemoneh Esrei. Uvechein pein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu. And so too, Hashem, our God, instill your awe upon all your works. Ve'imascha al kol ma shebarasa. And your dread upon all that you have created. That is the starting point of the Shemoneh Esrei over here, of the Rosh Hashanah Shemoneh Esrei. When we stand in front of Hashem, we have to realize, Hashem, we are little nothing. You are everything. Instill that concept inside of us. And then we can stand in front of you and daven to you properly. So once again, let's go back to the question which we asked, which we answered as well, and we'll discuss it further. The question was, HaKol B'Yidei Shemayim Chutz MiYerushalayim. Everything is in the hands of Hashem, except for fear of Hashem. That means when a person goes from Philadelphia to New York, and the trip should be around 2 hours and 15 minutes, following all the laws, traffic, depending on what the traffic is. And when he's about to enter into the easy pass, where it says, 25 miles an hour, don't stop, right? And when he's sitting there for 45 minutes, when he can't get through the toll booth because he's stuck over there, I'm saying around 150 feet before he gets to the toll booth. It's like a parking lot. And when that happens to him, like it happened to me Sunday night, it wasn't so funny. No. It's okay. And when he crosses the toll booth, he sits there as well. Because there's no place to go. How'd that happen? Because Hashem had orchestrated all this. And I want to tell you something. The bar mitzvah I was heading to was called for 6 o'clock. We didn't get there till, I think it was around 8 o'clock. Okay, it was a 4-hour trip. When we walked in, the fish was still on the table. The fish was the first course. We didn't miss anything.
Everybody was right there with you.
I'm sorry?
Everybody was right there with you.
Everybody was right there with you. I don't know what they were doing for 2 hours.
Same thing you were.
You know, I mean, I was sitting down. They were sitting down also. I don't know. That's not the point. But the point is, the one main point is, that we were stuck in that traffic because Hashem wanted that to happen. It wasn't comfortable. Let's Baruch Hashem, we had the air conditioning on and there wasn't really too much honking. We're going into New York, but it wasn't, didn't start yet. It's not easy. You get stuck in traffic. No one wants to get stuck in traffic. You really couldn't move. You were stuck there like a sardine. And that's what it means, that Kol B'Yidei Shemayim. Everything is in Hashem's hands. But one of the better messages to learn from this was when we got there, we didn't miss anything. Even all the speeches, no one spoke yet.
There's a reason that he didn't want you there at 6 o'clock.
That's right. That's right.
So he could tell us this tonight.
That could be another reason.
Had he been there at 6 o'clock, he would have been the only one.
I wouldn't have that story. I always need stories, right? Everybody needs stories.
If you had been the only one there, you would have thought that perhaps you had the wrong date. You would have gone back. You would have missed everything.
Also, you don't realize what misfortune you may have had if you weren't stuck.
Right, Chas Shalom, yeah, person.
No way. You just say it's not in my head.
I mean, we always hear the stories when a person misses the flight, and then it's that flight that took place on September 11th, right? So it happens. You hear these. Sometimes you do hear these stories afterwards, but it's The one main point is at the time when you're stuck in that traffic, it's not easy, but a person has to try to remind himself that everything's in Hashem's hands. And this is for the best. We can't understand it. Sometimes we can understand, sometimes we can't. Regardless of whether or not we can or can't, we have to realize that this is the best right now. And this is what Hashem wants. And to accept it. But the question is, sometimes we have situations where there are people, there are friends, whoever they might be, where we've heard this concept of davening on their behalf to come back to Hashem, to serve Hashem, to do mitzvahs. How does that make any sense according to what we're saying tonight? Hakobi de Shemayim chutz mi Yerushalayim. Everything is in Hashem's hands except for fearing Hashem. So, if you want to say for yourself, one wants a daven that Hashem should give him and steal inside of him this awe of Hashem, that's one thing. Because here the person is making that step and he's going in the right direction. But derech shodom roitz leilach b'malichin aysay. The Gemara Makos Daf Yudam Beis tells us the way a person wants to go, that's the way Hashem leads him. So a person wants to have fear of Hashem. We're davening v'chein tein pachtecho. We daven all the time. Hashem veinu avinu sarisecho. Hashem bring us back to your Torah. We daven all different tefillos like this. Hashem give us. We daven all the time. Give us this yira. Give us this understanding of the Torah. Understanding of the Torah is the greatest tefillah we want. To come back to understand Hashem. To come close to Hashem. But when it comes to someone else, if he himself is not davening for it, so how could it help? Or does it not? Maybe it doesn't help if one davens for someone else.
Just like refuah shlema.
Well, you're asking how does that work as well?
No, it's the same idea. You're asking for Hashem to do something for somebody else.
Well, let's just answer that to understand that point, and we'll get back to this one. By refuah shlema, when a person davens on behalf of someone else, I heard this from Rav Matisseo Salman, Mashkiach of Lakewood Yeshiva, and he said that one explanation is that the way this works is that someone davens for a friend. So that tefillah, that prayer being a better davening, will be in his merit. In other words, doing something, the act that we improved ourselves, since we elevate ourselves, that schar, that reward, will be attributed to him. The person gives the tzedakah that he should have a refuah shlema. So now he was the, if you will, the cause for that tzedakah to be given. If he also would have, you know, wanted the tzedakah to be given as well. So this is one understanding of it. Because he was, if you will, the catalyst, the cause, the impetus for this to happen. For our davening to be a better davening, for us to say tehillim. So this question is not my question. This question is discussed in the Maharsha. It's Maharsha in Brachas Daf Yud, Amud Aleph. And some of the answers which are given are as follows. The Mil Tzedakah, who lived in the time of the Mechaber, that around that generation, in that time period, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, he also asked this question in Siman Zayin. We are davening that our this other person who we daven for, that the Yetzer Hara should not rule over him. Excuse me one second. Okay. Didn't come. Okay, thank you. You brought it to me, so the antidote before that.
Very bad.
We're davening that the Yetzer Hara should not rule over the person. We're davening that the person should not should come to want to tshuva. So it's a different level, it's a different understanding here. The point is that we're davening that this person who we daven for should have a desire to want to do tshuva. That the Yetzer Hara should not conquer him, should not rule over him. That's what happens when davening for someone else. The Let's conclude with the story. Before we say the story, basically what we're saying here tonight is that it's in our hands to grow in Yerushalayim. Kol bidei shemayim chutz mi Yerushalayim. We have that ability to grow in the awe, the fear, the understanding, the closeness of Hashem. What is the greatest way of doing that? That's through Limud HaTorah. As the Gemara tells us, that if not for Hashem helping us to conquer the Yetzer Hara, we could never have able to conquer. We can never fight it, fight the battle. And what is the key to open the door, to unlock the door, so that Hashem will help us? That's Limud HaTorah. That's Torah. Immersing ourselves in constant Torah study on a regular basis. Sometimes people, there's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara tells a person, you can't be successful. Don't start. We try to learn. After we try to learn, we see that we're not successful. Sometimes this happens. The Yetzer Hara has all the books to read and how to attack the person and make sure he doesn't learn. And if he learns, how to attack him and make sure he stops learning. He has it all. And one of the ways he attacks people says, yeah, listen, you're very good at everything. Each person, they have their faults. Learning is not cut out for you. Go do chesed, go do kindness, go give charity. Learning is for someone else. Then he goes to the next person. You know what? Learning is for someone else. Oh, it goes all the way around. And the person sometimes feels, you know, I'm not cut out for real learning. I can't do it. Now, of course, each person on his own level. But sometimes people won't even start because they're afraid. And that comes from the Yetzer Hara. There's a story. I have here, it's in the Sefer Ali Shor by Rosh Shlomo Volbi Zatzal, Chelek Sheni, Amud Kuchav Zayin. And he basically tells us the story of a person by the name of Rav Pesach Pruskin Zatzal. And he was a person who, I'll just tell you exactly straightforward what took place, what the story was. He was learning, of course he always learned, and he heard some people next to him learning the Gemara Baba Kama. And he gave his opinion on the matter, and they realized he was so off the mark, they couldn't hold back their smirk. And they didn't intend to, but they really hurt him. So he went back to his Gemara, went to his private, whatever he was, started crying, till he finally fell asleep out of crying so much. He had a dream. And in this dream, they told him, wake up, open the Gemara, start from Baba Kama, and you'll get Siyat Shemayim. You'll get help from Shemayim, help from Hashem, and you'll be successful. He woke up, he remembered his dream, and this is the winning lottery number. This was the lottery number. And he started from Baba Kama, and he was successful. He had the Siyat Shemaya and became a Talmud Chacham. And he has his Sfarim out, which are printed. And this story is written in the beginning to the Sefer Shiurei Moran Rav Pesach and Korbin on Maseches Noshim, in an introduction. The lesson to be learned is that HaKol B'Yedei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yerushalayim. Everything is Hashem's hand except for Yerushalayim. Except for the awe of Hashem. But it's in our reach. We can do it. Hashem says, make that first step. And I'll give you the second one. And continue on that pathway. And the main point, Hashem says, is the Limud HaTorah. V'chein tein pachticha. Hashem says, we are daming to Hashem. Instill in us this awe, this fear. V'chein tein pachticha.